Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Janet Winterson. Okay? Janet Winterson. Now Janet Winterson was born in 1959 and when you read contemporary writers, definitely read about the works of Janet Winterson. Now Janet Winterson along with another writer called Radcliffe Hall, okay? Radcliffe Hall, both of them even in their writings have asserted their homosexuality. Now this is something which was very rare during earlier times, during the Victorian times or earlier times, but now with greater levels of openness to such issues, not only do people reveal their identity and their preferences, but they are also more vocal in expressing their opinions. And both of these writers, Radcliffe Hall and Janet Winterson, as I said, that they have often asserted their homosexuality even in their writings. Now Janet Winterson is one of the most outspoken of lesbian writers, okay? And the novel that is very famous is called Oranges Are Not the Only Fruit, okay? Oranges Are Not the Only Fruit. This was published in 1987, okay? Now the issue that she takes up in this novel is, first, it is female homosexuality as well as religious oppression, okay? And this novel is also semi-autobiographical, okay? Because she also describes her own experiences of growing up in an English community. So basically, this novel is about a very sensitive teenage girl, okay? Who rebels against convention. And this novel is also famous because it also won the Whitbread Award, Whitbread, Whitbread Award. Now, अगर आपने awards के बारे में पढ़ा है in literature, then you may have already read about this award, Whitbread Award. Now, उसके बाद इन्होंने और भी कुछ novels लिखे हैं. For instance, another novel that she has written is Written on the Body. ठीक है, Written on the Body. After that, another work that she has written is Art and Lies, L-I-E-S, Lies. Art and Lies. Then a collection of essays that she has written is called Art Objects. Okay, Art Objects. The Power Book. Okay, The Power Book. Later on in the year 2000, she wrote a work called The Power Book. Okay, The Power Book. Now, The Power Book is based on the conventions of email. Okay, email. Okay, email. But it is a story, you know, with many traditional elements such as tales of witches, knights, but it is mixed with 20th century, you know, settings and gender concerns. Now, uske baad inhone aur bhi kuch novels likhe hain. For example, Sexing the Cherry, okay? S-E-X-I-N-G, Sexing the Cherry. Then another one that she has written is called Written on the Body, okay? Written on the Body. Now, uske baad ek aur inki novel hai called The Passion, okay? The Passion. Now, this one is about a enslaved Venetian woman, okay? Somebody from Venice in Italy, who is ultimately rescued by a person, okay, who is a cook from the Napoleon army, okay, and then they attempt to reach Venice. And for this, the two of them have to travel to Russia during the winter season. Okay, toh us cheez ke baare mein hai ye. So just remember that Janet Winterson is one of those novelists, contemporary era novelists, who assert their homosexuality. Second, the book that is very famous, which she wrote, is Oranges Are Not the Only Fruit. Okay? Uske baad ek aur novel hai inki called The Passion. Okay? The Passion. Then another novel that she has written is called Sexing the Cherry. Okay? Sexing the Cherry. After that, another novel that she has written is called Written on the Body. Okay? Written on the Body. After that, she has written another work, which is also a, you know, a retelling of William Shakespeare's work, The Winter's Tale. Okay? And her title is The Gap of Time. The Gap of Time. And as I told you, the other works that she has written, one is called The Power Book. Okay? Uske baad Art and Lies. Okay? Art and Lies. Uske baad Art Objects. Okay? Art Objects. And Art Objects is just a collection of essays. Okay? Essays on Ecstasy and Effrontery. Ye complete title hai iski. Okay? Art Objects, Essays on Ecstasy and Effrontery. And this covers topics such as lesbianism, modern literature, as well as the writer Gertrude Stein. Okay?